Hello, this is John. Hello.
Hey, John. This is Mario from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area. We need your opinion. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you think of yourself as a male or something else?
I'm a male.
In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
What is your zip code?
13021.
Are you registered to vote in New York?
I am.
What's the year of your birth?
Well, I'm not going to give you that information.
Okay, no problem. It's not
necessary.
I'll put it
to you like
Are
this.
You?
I'm over 50 years old.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, it's only an opinion survey, so right now we're getting to those questions. So you're not Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin?
Nope.
Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian? In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither or two, or them two?
I lean towards the best candidate.
Best candidate. No matter how frequently you vote, in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change from 1 to 10?
5.
I know it's a long way off, but if November's 2024 election for president were held today, for who will you vote? The Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
If the Congress election were held today, will you vote for the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, or you don't know yet?
Well, I've researched the candidates, and all things considered, it'll have to be the Republicans.
Gotcha. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion, and I believe it should be legal and available. I am I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making the decision for themselves. Third statement, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which one of them do you agree the most?
Number two.
Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York right now when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, there are four of them. Which one do you think is?
Number one. It's legal and available.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned. At all.
Gotcha. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state's constitution protects the rights to abortion? Have you heard a lot? Some heard only a little bit or heard nothing at all about that law.
I've heard a lot about it.
A lot. Gotcha. Based on what you know, if the election was today Will you vote yes or no on the Vallul measure to guarantee that the state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the Vallul?
I'd have to read the entire resolution first before I vote for it or against it.
Gotcha. No problem. Undecided on that one. If you had to choose, will you vote yes or no on the Vallul measures to guarantee that the state constitution states to protect the right to abortion, or will you vote no on the Vallul? It's pretty much the same question. So you're have not decided yet, right?
Yeah, I would say undecided.
Gotcha. Here's the next proposal, number one, the amendment that appeal on the Vallul. This for the add certain protection to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state's constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York Constitution. A vote for no leaves this protection out of the state's constitution.
That's already covered federally.
After reading that, going back to
so
the same question,
law
kind of,
state law
right.
doesn't supersede federal law. So
correct.
That's window dressing. Can I?
Right. This brings
are you gonna
back
have a,
to
have a question where I can tell you what I think about your questionnaire.
Yes.
Okay. I'll hold off till we get to that point.
Okay. No problem. I'm eager to hear. So right now this brings us back to the question. Like after reading the Vallul measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the Vallul? But still undecided, it's pretty much the same question.
I would vote no, actually.
No, gotcha. Okay. What about
because
are behind your correct? Gotcha.
Go ahead.
What values behind your opinion, your current decision to vote no on the Vallul measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? So now we have to pick two values. I'm going to read the values to you. Responsibility to woman goes too far. Family, distrust of government, protecting lives of unborn children, personal responsibility, safe, empathy, parents' rights, faith in God. Which one out of them two you think are the no, are the reason you're saying no? Pretty much is the question.
Because this stuff is covered federally.
Okay.
No, you're talking about the abortion?
Yes.
Or are you talking about the discrimination? Because the discrimination is covered federally.
The abortion.
Abortion is kicked back to the state. Okay. So as far as the abortion stuff goes, New York already has it secured through numerous statutes that a woman's right to an abortion is readily available. Why do they need to add to it?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion Vallul measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. If you learn a candidate for a political office supported the Vallul measure, will that make you more or less less likely to vote for that candidate, or does it make no difference?
In regards to, I'm sorry.
To the abortion. Supported the measure on the abortion. Yes.
It makes no difference.
It makes no difference? Gotcha. If,
right.
if you learn any other political office opposed to the Vallul measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate?
No difference.
No difference. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on an abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? or want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
The they want that we legal. Have. They want it legal nationally.
They want it legal?
They want it legal nationally. Yeah.
Okay, that's an option here. So we're good. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible to nationally? Pretty much the same question, but it's about Republicans. Do you think the Republicans want that?
I think the Republicans would like to see a ban on abortion. With exceptions.
Okay, that's an option. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or one national ban on abortion without exceptions? Or you want the state to make their own abortion decision laws?
I think the state should do it. Make it a local issue. Let the states decide. Yeah.
Right. Okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? The options is a requirement, very important, somewhat important, or neutral?
Neutral.
When thinking about who to vote for president, how important is that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of the abortion? Oh, that's the same question, pretty much.
Yeah.
So neutral.
Neutral.
Okay, almost done here. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to the reproductive healthcare by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion, access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, or unfavorable?
First off, that was put out by the Heritage Foundation and not the Republican Party. And as far as my opinion of it, unfavorable.
Yep. Unfavorable? Okay. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 and the agenda and opposed to the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for them, for that candidate? Or it will make no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, now I will tell you some statements that the rates are very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all. All Americans want a common sense position on abortion, and that is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim or is a victim of incest. Do you think those statements are convincing in regards of the value to give a yes or a no on the value? Very convincing,
yes.
Somewhat convincing. Very convincing?
Yeah,
reason?
It's somewhat convincing. It's somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Abortion law should be decided at state level. I'm voting for Republicans who wants to let states determine abortion's policy, not the president and Congress. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing at all.
Very convinced.
Very convinced. Yeah, that stayed with what you said earlier. If Republicans win this November, and they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes some national ban abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies, this is why we need to protect our reproductive right to by voting for Democrats up and down on the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
All right. For all women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot, make sure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
Okay. No matter how you frequently vote in the election, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on the situations that are important to you? From 0, that means not a lot of power at all, or 10, which is a lot of power. What do you think your vote has?
5.
5. If the election for president 2024 were held today, will you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Trump, Republican Donald Trump, or a third party candidate?
Donald Trump.
If the elections were held today, will you vote yes on the ballot to the measure that guaranteed that your state's constitution protect the right to abortion, or are you still undecided on that answer?
Undecided.
If you had to choose today, will you vote on the same question on the state constitution to protect the right of abortion, or still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, if the Congress election were held today, will you vote for your representative in Congress, the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Probably the Republican Party.
What's the highest level of school you completed?
Let's see, 4 years, I got my bachelor's degree in science and criminology.
Gotcha. Are you married or married, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Are you a parent or a guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight, or gay, or bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Back in 2020's election, for who do you vote, or were you not able to vote? Do you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I voted for somebody else.
Someone else. Gotcha. Last year's, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources? Less than 24 or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for all your answers.
Now you can tell me yes. Okay. If you guys think that this election is going to be decided about abortion, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. It's going to be decided about the border. It's going to be decided about the economy, and especially the economy. The economy is going to hurt the Democrats horrifically this fall. I'm sorry. I mean, it sounds like you guys are pinning all your hopes on abortion. And while I certainly empathize, nationally, the Supreme Court decided it. They said that at the federal level, they cannot pass a law to restrict or to empower abortion nationally. So it's back to the states. And, you know, I feel bad for you guys if you're thinking that abortion is going to be the winning thing. I mean, maybe for some people that are a single issue voter, but when I look around at all the businesses closing and people losing their jobs right now, I mean, it's a bloodbath out there.
Right.
What's that?
I completely understand that, your point of view.
Okay.
And we appreciate your point of view.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking.
No,
you're very welcome.
You too. Thank you for taking the time, and as well, thank you for sharing your opinion at last week. We appreciate that. And thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.